Robinhood posts record 1.3B Q2 revenue on trading surge. Robinhood reported record second quarter revenue of $1.3 billion and beat Wall Street's earnings per share estimates, according to a July 30, 2026 post from Cointelegraph, citing the company's results. The brokerage credited record trading volume across its platform for the beat. The report lands during a soft stretch for major tokens. As of July 30, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $63,147, flat over 24 hours but down 3.3% on the week, while Ether sat at $1,911, and the Fear and Greed Index read 36, fear. Retail platforms kept posting volume anyway. The number that matters, a $1.3 billion quarter, is the headline, but the driver is what makes it worth reading. Record trading volume, not a one-off gain or an accounting quirk. Volume-driven revenue tells you people are actively placing orders, and Robinhood's order flow spans equities, options, and crypto. When a discount broker with a heavy retail base beats on volume during a week, the market is nervous. It complicates the story that retail has gone quiet. The EPS beat is the second signal. Beating revenue while missing on profit can mean a company bought its growth. Beating both, as the report describes, points to operating leverage. More trades running through infrastructure that is already built and paid for. That is the model brokerages want, and it is the model that funds expansion into adjacent products. Crypto is now load-bearing for Robinhood. Robinhood is no longer a stocks app that happens to offer crypto. Its crypto operation has grown into a distinct pillar, and the company has pushed hard into on-chain infrastructure over the past year. Its own layer, Robinhood Chain, recently crossed $600 million in total value locked and has been the venue for a fast-growing book of tokenized stocks and real-world assets. Those are early numbers next to a $1.3 billion quarter, but they show where the company is placing its next bets. The dual strategy matters for anyone watching retail crypto. A public company reporting record volume gives a cleaner read on demand than exchange self-reports, because the figures are audited and filed. When Robinhood's trading revenue climbs, it is measuring the same retail appetite that flows into crypto cards, self-custody wallets, and stablecoin spending. Robinhood is not the only tape on this, but it is one of the most transparent. Retail is trading through the fear. The setup here is the interesting part. Sentiment is in fear. Bitcoin is down on the week, and yet trading volume set a record. That pattern has shown up elsewhere this cycle. Recent Binance data indicated that Gen Z traders are largely avoiding leverage, with 94% skipping leverage bets, which suggests the volume is coming from spot activity and repositioning rather than speculative blow-off. For a brokerage, that is a healthier revenue base than a leverage-fueled melt-up. Spot-driven volume tends to survive drawdowns better than margin activity, which evaporates the moment liquidations cascade. If Robinhood's record quarter is built on that kind of steady retail flow, it is more durable than a headline number tied to a single hot token. One caveat worth stating plainly: a single quarter, however strong, does not confirm a trend. Trading revenue is cyclical and tends to spike with volatility. The signal to watch is whether the volume holds into a quieter tape, not whether it peaked during an active one.